T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
ESPN gave out some grades the other day. Huh?
There's a dumpster fire, and the Lions. It's in Allen Park. We've talked about this a lot, and that's Jared Goff. And Jared Goff, you know, coming into the season, he's a guy that took a team to the Super Bowl, or at least rode along on the bus to the Super Bowl.
I don't think this is a Trent Dilfer situation. I think he did a pretty good job.
I agree. But we thought we were going to at least get some decent production. A guy that, you know, and you use this term a lot, check down Charlie. That could check down, could complete some passes. But he hasn't done that. And it was confirmed yesterday. ESPN came out with a ranking of, then they used the QBR, the quarterback ranking, for the quarterbacks in the NFL right now. And there's currently 34 that they're using. They're using Jimmy G at San Francisco. They're also using Trey Lance. And there's one more.
Brissett?
Was it Brissett?
Probably, because he started like half the games because Tua was hurt.
That's right.
That's my guess.
Yeah, for Miami, yeah. But anybody that's classified as a backup is not allowed to be talked about in this. So I'll just let you know that, Jared Goff is dead last, 34 of 34. Mm-hmm. That's what, and quite honestly, I believe that's why we are where we are, and that's an 0-6 team. Now, is that all on Jared Goff? No, because you still got to have guys run the right routes. You've got to have guys all-pro tight ends run the right routes and catch balls and gain yards. Mm-hmm. All of those things play into it, but when you continually miss open receivers, you continually miss easy passes that are supposed to be your specialty, the check down, you end up 34 out of 34. Trey Lance is ahead of Jared Goff. Davis Mills for the Houston Texans is ahead of Jared Goff. I mean, you just look at, it's Casey Keenum. Case Keenum, they got him in there with the brief time that he spent with.
He'll be playing tonight.
Yeah, he'll be playing tonight. It'll be I think you had a read for a touchdown. One of the bets that we have going on. It was a touchdown. There might not be a touchdown tonight's game.
You're right.
It's going to be a very curious one to watch. But the primetime games have been good. But Jared Goff is dead last, 34 out of 34.
I know, and I agree. He's played horrible. I'm not trying to stick up for him. But like a friend of mine, one of my friends from New York who listens to the show a lot, who's a DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams fantasy owner, he goes, "You guys are focusing too much on Goff. You guys can't run the ball. Believe me, I know, because I have your running backs."
No, they haven't gotten in the end zone.
Swift gets in the end zone.
Occasionally.
But it's occasionally, right. But as far as what's their average yards per carry? That's par.
But they're splitting time. So right. One guy isn't getting the bulk of the carries, the bulk of the yards.
That, the first few games look like, oh boy, we're going to be a really good run team. And they really haven't run the ball very well either. Now
that's going
to
happen.
Right. I tried to tell him. I said, "Look, that's not why people are ragging on Goff. They're ragging on Goff because when he has 10-yard guys who are wide open and he can't complete easy passes, that's the biggest problem."
But going into the season, did you think 6 weeks in that he would rank 34 out of 34?
I thought he'd be
20?
Yeah.
Somewhere there?
Yes.
I mean, at least. And so this, I kind of dovetail this into the next topic that we were going to talk about, and that's, he's playing with this chip on his shoulder this week. You know, because obviously the story between you know, him and McVay, how it all ended. Now, it sounds like some of those feelings have been mended.
Yeah.
Maybe he got the Chris Carter hug from Sean McVay because you know, Sean McVay said he would have handled it differently.
Right.
But if he comes out and plays a really good game, I don't want to say great because I don't think that's possible. If he plays a really good game against L.A., because he's got the chip on his shoulder, and he's going to give it that extra effort against his former team. One, I'm sure on some level it'll make you on some level it'll make you happy because you could see you might be able to see some offense,
right?
But will it piss you off that he waited until week seven to play with the chip on his shoulder, and he's playing with more effort than he did in the first six games?
Hold on. Hold on a second. I'll dispute this effort thing that you're coming up with. If he's been playing bad, okay? I don't disagree there. You think it's an effort thing? You don't think Jared Goff is trying to play well?
When you miss open passes for 6 weeks, effort. I'm not saying effort is just on Sundays. Effort is what you're doing during the week. What are you doing to prepare through film, through getting together with your receivers to make those completions? I mean,
How do you know he's not? Maybe he just sucks.
But my question is, if he comes out and doesn't suck on Sunday, isn't that going to piss you off?
Yeah, maybe, but it's not going to be an effort thing. How do you know how much he sits in with his receivers? You're just assuming because the guy's lost his accuracy that he's not trying during the week or trying during the games. And then if he plays well against the Rams, that's because he's got
a chip on his shoulder. Yeah, a chip on his shoulder. He's got more effort. He might have a chip against the Rams because you're saying that he's one of the. This is one of the better defenses in the NFL. The Rams. Matthew Stafford finally has a good defense. If he could do it against them, well, why can't he do it against San Francisco? Why can't
not,
he do it against Green Bay? Why can't he do
good.
It against
because
Chicago?
A lot of players, as you know,
but he can do it for 1 week.
I don't know. It would piss me off, but not because of a lack of effort. He's not putting all his work into it during the. But against the Rams, he's being at the facility extra hours.
You just said that he wasn't just on the bus; that he was a contributor to the team that went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
where'd that guy go? How has it changed so much? It's not like he's 40 years old.
He's got nobody to throw to. At least
he can't even hit the ones that are open.
Well, some of them, you're right. That's why I said that's the biggest problem with him. He's playing bad. Nobody's denying that he's playing horrible. But this.
So what type of work are you putting in to improve, to get better, to do better?
He probably is doing what he normally does. You say because he came here, he says, you know what? I'm not going to work as hard as I did when I played with the Rams. I mean, that's a crazy assumption.
It's six games in.
Okay, maybe.
He's been a major liability.
Maybe nobody's denying that.
And then all of a sudden he goes out to L.A. and plays well.
Blind squirrel. I went 18-2 in picking games.
A blind squirrel? Oh, come on. You can't see that. You know, I'm playing against my former team. I want to play hard. I want to play better.
He wants to play better, yes.
I want to be motivated. Where's the motivation for the other 16 games?
Well, you even said you were more motivated when you played against the Redskins the first time.
Yeah, but I also went out there and played hard every single week.
I'm sure he plays hard. He's just not playing good. Where's this assumption that this guy's like mailing it? You're basically saying he's mailed it in.
It looks like it.
Oh, that's a reach.
It's a reach.
That's a reach.
It's a reach. He's 34 out of 34.
Okay.
You've got Davis Mills is playing better than Jared Goff.
Fine.
Trey Lance is playing better than Jared Goff.
Nobody's
is a guy that's in his sixth year, should be playing better.
Of course. The results, you're absolutely right, but I'm stunned.
It's just gonna piss me off that if he gets out there and plays a really good football game in the first 6 weeks?
I'm just stunned that you're accusing him of basically being a malingerer. Is basically what you're doing.
I just want to know why you could do it for 1 week and then not another.
The only reason they can maybe change something, I think you'll agree with this, John, is if he looks better because they do some things differently offensively. That you know how Campbell said, hey, we're going to look at some things and tempo and all that. That could help him play better.
Or complete a pass would
Yeah,
help.
I mean, and I also think he's a victim of the group around him.
I don't disagree, but how many times have we sat here on Mondays, we play Spider-Man Allen and Jared Goff can't complete
terrible.
A pass.
We've all written him off this week. We say he is not. We officially have said he's not the answer. We were willing to give him a chance. He's not the answer. I think... I don't think he'd be the worst quarterback if he had better things around him. I mean, we even saw what happened to Brady his last year in New England.
No, but the premise of
you got to have something around you. This is the worst receiving core in my life for the Lions.
The premise of this whole conversation is he's going out there in L.A. with the same guys that he played the previous six games with. And if he all of a sudden plays good, why can he do it in that situation? Because it just means more to him playing against L.A.?
Maybe subconsciously it does. Who the hell knows? I mean, I don't know why some guys play better against certain teams than they don't play against others in every sport.
What's Nelson Cruz got against the Tigers?
Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. Discussing Jared Goff, obviously he's not had a good season. The worst as far as ESPN and their grades, 34 in out of their 34 quarterbacks who've qualified. And John believes that we will be really upset.
No, I didn't say we would be.
You would
I
be,
said
you,
I would be upset if he goes out and plays well and plays with more fire, more passion on Sunday against the Rams than we've seen in the first 6 weeks, simply because it's his former team.
I don't think he's a passionate guy to begin with, so I don't think we'll see any different. And my point is I think he plays the same every week, and if he has more success this week, it's not because he's putting in the effort, more effort than he had. He's not preparing more than he had. I just think it's, you know, he's going to have a good game. Pop, I think a lot of players play better against their former team or more motivated against their former team. Now, some are better against everybody. Like Tom Brady, I'm sure, was more motivated to play the New England Patriots than he was in any game he'll have the rest of the season.
Yeah, but I don't think you can't question his preparation in any of the other games.
No, I'm not questioning Jared Goff's preparation. I'm questioning his ability. There's a difference. Right. Stan in Clinton Township, what's going on?
Well, you know, I'm curious, the rating that goes into this ranking, how does it take lost fumbles into effect? Because to me, apart from that, his numbers aren't terrible.
Well, his numbers might not be terrible, but the eye test tells you something.
And you're adding a whole bunch of numbers in the fourth quarter that are meaningless.
68% completion percentage isn't a result of just fourth quarter performance.
That's true. 68% is pretty good. I'll give you that.
So the metric they're using is the QBR. And for an example, Kyler Murray is at 67.6 on the QBR. Now, I don't know everything that goes into the QBR. There's a whole lot of numbers in it.
Right.
And right now, Jared Goff is at 32.9.
Right. It's awful. But I am curious, as I didn't realize that his actual completion percentage was that good, considering he misses so many of the easy throws, you know? Sean in Detroit, you're a 97 on the ticket.
I'm just curious, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning.
How is it that he missing wide receivers that are open, but then he don't have wide receivers? And one more thing. Who do the Texans have at wide receiver?
Brandon Cooks.
One person.
Chris Conley.
I'm just saying, yeah, it is no different than what we have. It's a reason why the Rams traded him.
Oh, yeah.
And the 68% completion percentage, if you're throwing the ball 2 yards down the field, you should be able to complete 68% of your passes.
I agree. I think we're basically just arguing semantics. We're not even arguing. We both agree that he's heavy.
And I think it's a lack of focus. He's horrible.
He's been bad. There's no doubt about it. But do you think it's an effort thing? That's what we're debating.
Well, here,
it's an effort.
Okay.
Well, if he goes out, like he says, if he goes out and plays balls out to, against the Rams better than what he's played the first six games, it's an effort thing. And because how can you do it then and you couldn't do it the first six games?
Well, right. Jason, that's my whole point is if this game just means that much more to him, then why can't he find a way to make the other 16 games mean more to him?
Well, at least the whole games, because most of the games, except for this past week, he's had at least a good half in each game.
Hey, and then with the completion percentage, and I do love that status. I think if you're 65-plus, you're doing your job. But what comes with that is yards per attempt, what the caller alluded to. He's second worst in the NFL to Jacoby Brissett.
Correct.
And there's people like, you know, there's rookies, Zach Wilson, Davis Mills, Trevor Lawrence, Mac Jones, Justin Fields, all ahead of him.
Right. A lot of that is also the plays that they run, too.
Well, right. But this is the reason why you're in fourth and short, and then you're forced to go for it.
Exactly. And also the fact that they don't run the ball as good as we thought they'd go. do as well. Jason, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Listen, this might be crazy, but I actually think the Lions are going to win this weekend.
Yeah, you know what, Jason? You're correct. It is crazy.
So tell us why.
No, seriously, though, come on. The whole team's going to go there with a chip on their shoulder. The defense, they're going to, you know, they're mad at Stafford. They feel bad, or, you know, they're mad. So they're going to go after him. I think everybody who's going there is going there to win and going there to play hard. I think the defense is going to step up. I think everybody's going to step up because they want to do something and they want a piece of Stafford. I know if I was a defensive lineman and Stafford left me or my team left me, I would go after him with whatever I could, the kitchen sink, everything.
But most of the players he's going to be facing weren't even teammates.
Right, yeah.
I mean, that roster's been, you know, obviously there are some, but that roster's been changed within a year. Look, it would be a great story. It would be unbelievable. Look, they've done this before. The Rams lost to the Jets last year out of nowhere, which kind of like really screwed the Jet fans in the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes.
Must have had a bad quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
There is one thing that I do want to add to this, and it's, John, I do want to recognize your point about the frustration of inconsistency. However, Jared Goff, we all agree that Jared Goff has played poorly.
Yeah.
And that he needs to play better. Dan Campbell has said as much. We need more out of Jared. He needs to play better. But now what you're saying is that if he plays better on Sunday, you're going to be mad. So he might as well suck again.
So
no, John can be happy.
No, it's...
You'll be mad if he sucks again.
No, I'm still going to be mad because I want to know where it was in the first six games. And then now if he does that and that then he sets the expectation, now against the Philadelphia Eagles, I'd expect him to play the same way.
Exactly, yeah.
If you can show you could do it once, then you got to be able to do it again.
That's true.
If he consistently changes, John will change his tune.
Yeah, I'd be happy. Be extremely happy.
And one thing I will say that too is that up games, down games, that sort of thing. I think also consistency and the ability to be consistent is an ability as well.
Consistency is the truest measure of performance. And if you're consistently bad, then you're just bad.
He's been bad. There's no doubt about it. That's why they would have been better. Bridgewater wouldn't be this bad. Bridgewater, you would have never questioned Teddy Bridgewater's effort.
If Bridgewater was here, he would have won a game, one of these games. That's how bad Goff has been.
Probably. But then again, they would have won a game if Tucker has to kick a 67-yard field.
Yeah.
Ben in Lake Orion, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Hello. Hey, Jansen. I think Jansen's full of BS right now.
Oh, okay.
You know,
why?
You have the insider pro approach and info. But you're saying, so I played high school and intramural and all that through my 30s. And you're saying what if a team rallies behind a player for any cause and plays a hell of a game, That can be a one-time thing, dude. Like, that's baloney is what you're saying.
But if you can do it for one game, if you can play with that level.
Like this game is so emotional for both sides. Stafford's playing his old team. Goff, who sucks, is going back because everybody knows he sucks. Like, what if the team, like Detroit, somehow they suck, but somehow are going to step up and support their quarterback? And maybe everybody has a hell of a game, and that's it. The rest of the season is deflated. I'm not saying they're going to win, but he could have an all-star performance, still lose because they're not very good. But you know, you can't judge it on this performance.
What if DeAndre Swift has 150
why
yards?
Why couldn't he do it in the first 6 weeks?
Because Detroit, they're not a good team.
Oh, so Joe, for 1 week, they could decide that they're going to be a good team just because it matters more?
It's the NFL. It doesn't even do
as a profession.
It's the NFL. Any given Sunday.
Did you guys motivate for like one guy's cause ever and really play good?
There were times where that would happen, but we would also motivate throughout the course of a 16-game season because you want to. So I'll ask you this. Is this the only game – Goff coming here, all right, everybody says, oh, he's a cast-off. We only got him because of the two first-round picks. Wouldn't that be enough to say for this season, I want to show L.A. – that instead of just one game, but for the entire season, they made a mistake that I am a good quarterback?
Maybe he does, and he's just not good.
He just can't sustain it.
Maybe he's just not good. I mean, that's the bottom line. Even if he can have one good game, if it happens to be against the Rams, okay. If it happens to be against the Eagles, you're going to say, oh boy, he sucked the first seven, but he played good against Philly?
If you play good,
yeah.
All right, and you can do it in the NFL,
right.
Then you should be able to repeat that performance. I'm not saying you have to play at a Pro Bowl level every single week,
if you're
but
a
if
good
you show you can do it,
if you're
you should be able to repeat it.
If you're really good. He's not really good. So guys who
aren't really good, you could just step up for 1 week and then be like, oh, okay, the rest of this, no, the other 16 games doesn't matter.
No, you're still trying. You're just not that good. Aren't there players in the NFL who aren't that good that they'll have a good game 1 week and they stink the next or have a bad season? And they're only
the
good
whole at, premise is if this game
I know,
means so
off.
Much, why can't you make 16 other games mean as much?
Because he's just not good enough.
Well, I think what John's asking for here is almost to be like Ryan Tannehill, where you're an okay quarterback, and once in a while you have a stinker, and once in a while you have a crazy four touchdown game. But for the most part, week in, week out, you know what you're getting from Ryan Tannehill.
Right. I think right now we know we're getting from Jared Goff. He stinks.
So I think we're probably going to get the same thing on Sunday.
Probably. Yeah. Exactly.
The question was if it doesn't.
I know.
You know, I mean, why? I just don't understand why you. Why you can't get up for every game?
You, who says you're not getting up for it if you're just not good enough? You're under the assumption that every player, okay, and I'm giving you the benefit of that because you've played with players, that every player is good enough that they're...
No, I'm saying every player is good enough to play at a certain level. You know what that level is.
Okay.
And so, and that we're reading articles where he's got this chip on his shoulder and this game does mean a lot to him and it just, if he goes out there and plays,
has he said that?
Just let me finish. If he plays at a better level,
Kim Jock.
If he plays at a better level, then why can't he do that in other games against opponents that aren't as good as the LA Rams defense?
Because he's not that good. That's why. And once in a while, it's the NFL. Why are sometimes in the NFL teams that have no business winning win? Why?
Well, sometimes it's just because the other team played that bad.
Okay. Well, that might happen. 97 won the tick.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.